You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
And keep that parka handy. We'll have more rain this weekend, part of a wave of storms hitting us this week that some have nicknamed the Big Dark. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's going to talk about the dynamics of the rapid change in the weather we've been experiencing. Turns out it's pretty typical for this time of year around here. First, Cliff, let's get the details on the weekend forecast. How much rain should we expect?
Well, quite a bit, especially from Seattle southward. But today, we have showers coming in. We had a strong front that went through yesterday, and now we're in the unstable air where we have showers and maybe even a few sun breaks. But some of the showers will be pretty heavy, and there could even be a few thunderstorms scattered in. Temperatures are only going to get up to low to mid-50s today, so cooler than we've had in the past. But everything changes tomorrow. An atmospheric river, and an unusual atmospheric river, will be coming in. There's going to be a plume of moisture that stretches all the way from Asia to the Northwest that will be hitting our mountains tomorrow and dumping lots of rain. So what we'll see is probably when you wake up tomorrow morning, there may not be very much rain, but you'll notice the temperatures will start warming up a bit. And then sometime in the morning hours, the rain will start. Temperatures will warm as this moist, warm airflow from the subtropics comes in. And the precipitation, the rain, will be fairly heavy, particularly in the mountains and particularly south of Seattle. But Seattle will get plenty. We'll probably get an inch out of it. But some places in the mountains could get several inches. The rivers are going to come up. So by the end of Saturday, there could well be 3 or 4 inches in the mountains and half an inch here in Seattle. So it's going to be pretty wet. And again, this is from an atmospheric river, this current of moisture and warmth that's coming across the Pacific. Then that's going to slowly start shifting south late on Saturday evening into Sunday morning. And Sunday is actually going to be a little bit better. It's going to be maybe some light rain in the morning, but that's going to back off. So I think maybe a few scattered showers, but I don't think it's going to be anything like Saturday. Temperatures will be relatively warm, getting up to the upper 50s, maybe to near 60. And then as we get into Monday and Tuesday, a ridge of high pressure will build over us. And I expect us to see sun and temperatures will be in the upper 50s to around 60. So it'll be really quite nice Monday or Tuesday before another weather system comes in late Tuesday into Wednesday.
So the Big Dark, is that what this is? Is it appropriate to call it that?
Well, I don't know if I'd call it the Big Dark, but this is normality around here. The sun, of course, is weakening and the nights are getting longer. Well, that we know about. But in terms of the weather, things are right on schedule. One of the most amazing aspects of the weather here in the Northwest is the rapid turn on of precipitation sometime in mid to late October. It's really quite amazing. We go from a September and early October that can be relatively dry and warm. Some of our best days are then. But then it changes. End of October, the jet stream, which had been north of us, strengthens and moves right over us. So by the time you get into early to mid-November, the jet stream is coming right in on us. Pacific storms are surging in, and we actually have the heaviest precipitation, the wettest, stormiest period of the year is mid to late November, so around Thanksgiving. So we go from really good conditions to really the worst of the year in an order of a month. It happens like this almost every year. And quite frankly, it's happening right now.
So we got to get ready for that in November. But what about this particular atmospheric river? It sounds huge.
Well, it is. And we have a variety of atmospheric rivers. Some of these atmospheric rivers come directly from the Southwest, and they start somewhere near Hawaii, and we call these Pineapple Expresses. But then you get some other ones in which the tropical and subtropical moisture moves northward in the western Pacific, not the eastern Pacific, then goes northward just off of Japan and then surges right across the Pacific thousands and thousands of miles until it hits us. Now, we call these things atmospheric rivers. They're really quite interesting. The moisture that moves northward doesn't do it in a broad current. It tends to do it in these relatively narrow currents. That's why we call them atmospheric rivers. And so it's like a conduit of moisture from the tropics or subtropics right into us. Now, it's not quite a river in the sense that, you know, the water that goes in is the water that comes out. Along the stretch of this river, more moisture is coming in from the side. So there's new moisture that's making this, keeping this river going. But if you look at on the satellite pictures, it's startling to see thousands of miles of clouds and moisture stretching across the Pacific right into us.
Fascinating stuff. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, like this walrus.
Talk. Roar. Growl.
88.5 KNKX on knkx.org and NPR1.